He healed blindness, deafness, chronic bleeding, fevers, withered limbs, all sorts of physical infirmities, even death. Scholars sometimes disagree over how many specific healings Jesus performed, but there are other biblical references to healing large gatherings of people all at once. And several passages say that the recorded healings are just a small sample of his total work as a healer. But one of the most striking passages in the New Testament involves something this healer, Christ Jesus, says to all of his followers. It comes in John chapter 14, verse 12. Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these." Notice there, he's not saying can do, more like a shall do. His words sound like a command. So, what are we waiting for? Hey there, and welcome to Sentinel Watch, where we look at life through a spiritual lens. I'm David Brown. Our guest today has a message. Everybody can heal. Nikki Paulk from Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, is in the public practice of Christian Science Healing, and she teaches others how to heal, too. She's listed as a practitioner and teacher in the Christian Science Journal. And sometimes she joins us right here on Sentinel Watch to share some practical examples and ideas. Nikki, great to talk with you again.
Great to talk to you too, David. Thank you for inviting me again. It's always a pleasure.
You have had some marvelous healings over the years, and I'm wondering if by way of example, you could share a couple of those with us. Where would you even begin?
Certainly. Today I would like to talk about why everybody can heal. Because many times in my healing practice, I'm asked if one has to be or have a special talent for that, or many people are not sure if they are even worthy of healing, something I hear a lot. But first of all, I would like to emphasize that healing is not an intellectual exercise, depending on which education we have received, nor does it depend on IQ or someone's age. Everyone who desires healing is, of course, worthy of healing, no matter what situation they're in. Wanting healing means wanting to improve one's thought and align it with what God is knowing and expressing. And isn't everybody worthy of that? Of course they are. As a young teenager, way before I discovered Christian Science, I healed myself of a sight issue.
Really?
Yes.
Say more.
I was prescribed reading glasses, but wasn't impressed by a medical diagnosis at all. Because I thought, if God intended us to rely on something, we would have been born with it. It means that we contain everything, including perfect sight. We aren't missing anything. This was my thought as a teenager. And after 6 months and not using my glasses, I had to go for a checkup. And to the astonishment of the eye doctor, I had perfect 20/20 vision. And that was the end of it.
You say that you had this healing, though, before you even started studying Christian Science, and yet what you were describing seemed to align very much with what we learn from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Where were you getting these ideas from?
It had to come straight from God, because I never discussed any of these thoughts or ideas with anybody, not even my family members. But ever since I was a little girl, I always believed that mind is the most powerful tool in the whole universe. So that was God speaking to me. And God speaks to all of us individually in a way we can understand. We just sometimes don't know that these thoughts or ideas that come to us really are from divine mind, divine intelligence. God. So whether we know about Christian Science or not, we are still one with our Maker. It's the same God that we are talking about. It's the same source that gives us these ideas. And that's why when I later in life found Christian Science, it wasn't foreign to me at all what I was learning there. It was like coming home. It was like, this is what I have been looking for my whole life, not knowing that there was a book out there that explains everything so that we can utilize it in a better way.
Something that struck me was how this thought occurred to you that this wasn't your nature, having to rely on glasses, right? No, this wasn't part of you somehow. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it seems like what you were doing was you were yielding to that idea.
Yes, yes. And I always believed that if you want a diagnosis, always get it from God. He knows the truth about you, and He will tell you what you need to know, like He told me. We can heal ourselves through God, because we all think. Everything we perceive as disease, disorder, lack, or unhappiness is really a state of consciousness expressed. It is what we have accepted as being real and true, externalized.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you a perfect example here from my own experience recently.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
I was home running around the house cleaning when I stumped my foot against a solid piece of furniture. And I heard a crack in my foot. And as I looked down on it, it was majorly discolored and swollen. Now, the suggestion that had just come to me was that my toe was broken and I was very uncomfortable. But I remembered a great spiritual truth from the book Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by Mary Baker Eddy, who was the prime teacher of metaphysical healing in modern age after studying and learning from Jesus, and is still teaching us through her writings. It says, "The material body manifests only what mortal mind believes, whether it be a broken bone, disease, or sin." And she furthermore says, "Under divine providence, there can be no accidents, since there is no room for imperfection." And this is all based on the first chapter of Genesis. Man is created in the image and likeness of divine life, truth and love, God, where man is spiritual, immortal, perfect and unimpaired at all times, and remains so, because perfect God is the only cause. Now, this is a state of consciousness which we can become one with. And then Mrs. Eddy says, "The divine science of man is woven into one web of consistency without seam or rent," meaning nothing torn or broken.
Mm-hmm.
I just love thinking about this one web of consistency that constitutes my being. And I literally thought, Nikki, snap out of this belief of being a broken mortal. And after I had contemplated this truth for a couple of hours, I heard a snap in my foot, and I felt like an adjustment had taken place. And my foot was normal again, which of course to me wasn't at all surprising. On the contrary, I was expecting it. Because when something becomes unreal to you, you can't externalize it anymore. So this healing didn't take place because the body all of a sudden decided to rearrange itself.
Mm-hmm.
But solely because my thoughts about it had been rearranged. And that's my point, that everybody can rearrange their thinking or thoughts because we all think all the time, actually. You can't stop thinking. I tried it. I ended up thinking about not thinking. So, since you can't stop thinking, we might as well think healthy thoughts and godlike thoughts, which, by the way, is not more work. On the contrary, Such freedom and joy come from it. And that's why Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." There is freedom in knowing the truth, and to know it means to understand it. And what better way to find out what the truth is than to study the key to the Bible, namely Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy, who was a tremendous healer herself and so unselfish in giving the world the tools we need to follow in Jesus's footsteps. To Mrs. Eddy's spiritual healing of human issues was the primary method of demonstrating one's understanding of God in a practical way, not to try and improve a mortal picture, but to wake up to what is spiritually true. She established her church to awaken human consciousness to the understanding of our inseparable relationship with God. And the natural outcome of that understanding is healing.
I love what you say there about our inseparable relationship with God, because it's proclaiming that we are spiritual in being and not physical beings. When you talk about this, it reminded me of something. I go back a couple of months and I had tripped over a step in my garage. I don't know why I spend so much time in my garage, but it seems like I do. But in any event, I tripped over a step in the garage. And my foot wasn't hurting at the time, not right away. And I sort of put it out of mind, although the thought had occurred to me when I stumbled, you should pray about this. You should get on this right now. But the thought then came to me, don't worry about it. You're not feeling any pain. Just move on with what you're doing. And sure enough, the pain came.
Mm.
Well, of course, I tried to deal with it and felt like I couldn't, and eventually it seemed like the pain went away. Well, I've thought about that.
Yeah.
I thought about that. And when it happened again, more recently, I caught myself, because that same thought came to me. You got an opportunity here. You can lean on God in this instant. You don't have to wait around for there to be a pain, or accept anything like, any of these other claims, like, why are you always tripping over that thing, you ding-dong? You need to do something about that. You know, rather than doing that, go with that thought that first came to me to understand what my true nature was, that I wasn't prone to accidents. I wasn't prone to any sort of injury. Why? Mm. Because I am the image and likeness of God. It was that simple.
Yeah,
it was truly that simple. And I just continued on with whatever it was I was doing. I think I was taking the trash out. And of course, there was no pain. There wasn't anything that I had to struggle with from that point on. I'd been instantly healed. Same deal.
Beautiful.
The difference in the outcome, I'm convinced, is because I caught myself there in that instant and wouldn't allow myself to go down that road of waiting for the body to give me hints as to how serious this was. Instead, I responded immediately to what God was telling me. I'm here. You know, you are mine. You are protected. And that's all I needed to accept to begin with.
Mm, that's beautiful. I remember when I was a new student of Christian Science, I first read Science and Health for educational purposes because I was going to marry my future husband who grew up in it. And of course, I wanted to know what made him think the way he did. I believe that understanding, respect, and love are the key elements in a great relationship. So I happily dove into it. And I wasn't trying to heal anything. But because my thinking changed so radically from matter-based thinking, what I had been educated in, to spiritual understanding, I had one healing after another as a side effect, so to speak. And that's why I invite everyone to study the book from cover to cover, whether it's for the first time or the hundredth time, but not with the intent to heal anything, because that's a trap. If we think we have something to heal, we are indirectly claiming it for ourselves and not getting rid of it. The only intention should be to get to know better what God is and understand our unbroken oneness with Him, what it means to be the embodiment of God, the manifestation, the son or daughter of God. Try it. It's not a chore. It's a pure treat, something to really look forward to, because Mary Beccaretti writes, if God were understood instead of being merely believed, this understanding would establish health. And that's why I'm busy more than ever with finding out more about God. God should be the starting point in every thought and deed. Then we have started out rightly and will therefore end with a positive result.
Nikki, when you say God should be the starting point, say more about that, because I think sometimes, you know, when we feel like we need to turn to God for something, our default can sometimes be, God, help me, right?
Yes.
But that's not really what you're saying when you say, you know,
no,
turn to God in that first moment. And so what does that mean as a practical matter? How can we pray more effectively and see these healing results?
I have found, and I'm sure thousands of other people have had the same experience, that true prayer or effective prayer is not pleading with God, please help me. Mm-hmm. It's listening to what God is telling us and starting out with the understanding of what God is. God is good. God is intelligence. God is love. God is truth and principle. The only cause and effect. The only creator. God does not have any enemies. God does not have any competition. There is not an opposite power to God good that we are up against called evil. Evil is just a four-letter word that describes the supposed absence of God good. So the more we understand the nature of God, the more we understand the power of God and its presence, and we can identify with God as the effect of God. When that becomes clear, whatever seems to the contrary becomes unimpressive, even unreal to us. And when something is unimpressive, we don't fear it. And then we can't externalize it. So that's where I start. Where is God right now? What is God doing? And then I ask God, what do you want me to know right now? And if a thought comes to me that is good and helpful, then I know this is from God. and then it is my thought. But if it's not good or helpful, it's an aggressive mental suggestion.
Let me follow up with you on this, because what you're describing, you're insisting upon the truth of spiritual being more than anything else. It's not as if you're trying to hold off these claims, you know, like with a shield and sword. It's almost more like, I don't know how to describe this. It's more like insisting for yourself, insisting on God's presence now and then listening, watching for it. Am I close?
Yes, very much. It makes me think about all that was made by Him, and nothing could be put to it or taken from it. We know in Genesis chapter 1, everything God made was very good and God was satisfied. We don't get to add anything to it. There's also nothing that can be taken from that perfection. And bringing that into consciousness changes the way I view things. And because everything we experience is a state of consciousness, what we see changes when the thoughts about it change as well. And it's really taking a radical stand for perfect God, perfect man, perfect universe, because that is what Jesus did. He would not buy into the human picture, which is a form of mesmerism, you could say.
Taking that stand.
Taking the stand, yeah.
I'm sometimes just so struck by the healings that are recounted about, you know, Jesus's time on earth and how people who are blind or deaf or maybe, you know, they had withered limbs, I think is one description.
Yes.
Have you had a situation where you have found complete healing, even though the physics alone just seemed to scream, no, you can't?
I have. In my study of Christian Science, I have learned to make God my best friend, and I communicate with God all the time. God is both serious and loving, and sometimes even humorous. And I remember one time I was often dealing with leg cramps for years, on and off and on and off, and it was really excruciating. And I remember one night I just couldn't take it anymore, and I had prayed my heart out and done the best to my knowledge, and it just wasn't yielding. So in a desperate moment, I shouted out to God, what do you want me to know? And God yelled back, it's not real. And I went, okay. And that was the end of it forever. And the reason why I'm bringing up such a simple example is just to show that healing doesn't have to be long and labored. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with being specially gifted to hear God or the truth. It's really all about opening up thought to a different way of thinking about ourselves, not as a material mechanism, but as the embodiment of spiritual qualities expressed in form and outline. And getting back to the fact that everybody can heal and be healed, I have often seen in my own family how my family members have been healed through Christian Science treatment or prayers without being students of Christian Science.
Well, say more about that.
Yes, every single one of them has had healings through Christian Science prayer. So it goes to show me that man in general does have an inbuilt receptivity to divine truth and love, so to speak, because our source is divine intelligence, principle, eternal life, spirit, amongst some of the synonyms for God. And I can give you an example from my own family. last year I was overseas visiting them, and I had just sat down with a couple of my family members in the living room and shared some metaphysical ideas about how we, for example, all mentally can control if the skin swells, gets inflamed or discolored, or we can even stop bleeding if injured, because it's all a thought. And I shared how I had been able to do that for myself many times. In Science and Health, we read, "Mind decides whether or not the flesh shall be discolored, painful, swollen, and inflamed." And right after this conversation, one of my family members went out in his workshop to do some woodwork, and short after came running into the kitchen, bleeding very heavily because he had cut the very tip of his finger off. Now, he was looking at me, not saying anything verbally, but his face expression said, "You say you can stop bleeding? Go for it." And I thought, "You have got to be kidding me." So we bandaged his finger, and I asked him to please sit down in the living room while I went into my room for a moment to ask God what he wanted me to know. And he said, "I'm not bleeding." And this is one of these moments where I find God both funny and so helpful in a very simple way. The way I understood God's message to me was that if God didn't cause something, and if he doesn't have it, his reflection or manifestation can't have it either. So it remains an aggressive mental suggestion, a form of mesmerism, you could say. But a belief without a believer becomes nothing. When I got out of my room, which I was only in there for 2 minutes, my family member had already left the living room and was out working in his workshop again. And about 3 hours later, he took the bandage off and started cooking using both hands, but never bled. The next morning, new skin had already formed all over his finger, and there was no open sore at all. Here again is a wonderful example of that one web of consistency without seam or rent, the quote I mentioned earlier in our conversation. And I love Mrs. Eddy's brilliant question and answer in another book she wrote called Unity of Good, which says, "Is anything real of which the physical senses are cognizant? Everything is as real as you make it, and no more so. What you see, hear, feel is a mode of consciousness and can have no other reality than the sense you entertain of it." So there we have it, a mode of consciousness. And everybody can change their consciousness.
Wow. What a wonderful demonstration.
Yeah.
You know, when you were talking about how you went into that room and God had that funny line that came to you, "I'm not bleeding." I thought what's funny is, yeah, what do you have to say to God back? Nothing. And isn't it funny too, how in those experiences, in those moments, when I'll just speak for myself, when I've had really dramatic healings, that message comes, or that idea comes to thought, for which there is nothing that you can say. You know, you talk about how it made you sort of laugh.
Yeah.
It sometimes definitely makes you happy. It leaves you sort of feeling light.
Yes.
As if, of course, of course. And it's in those moments that we feel that shift of consciousness and we experience those healings. You can count on it with 100% certainty. In those moments, that healing has happened.
Yes, it's beautiful. But if you don't mind, I would like to invite everybody to expand their thought beyond what we call physical or bodily challenges, because we can extend our spiritual understanding to every aspect of our life. For example, have you ever thought of healing a machine called your car or computer? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
You're talking to the right guy here.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember one time I got on the airplane with my computer or laptop under my arm. And as I walked down the aisle of the plane, it slipped out from under my arm and landed hard on the floor. And as I sat down in my seat and opened it, the screen was completely neon green and there was nothing on it. So I fiddled around with it a little bit and tried different things to make it work, but nothing changed. So I closed it and started to pray. And I thought, this computer is an idea which is here to serve and help me. God's ideas are useful and indestructible, maintained and sustained by perfect mind that created them. And nothing can close my eyes to see a perfect and complete manifestation of this fact here and now. I felt the conviction of this truth and opened my laptop, and everything was completely restored back to normal. Now, a family member of mine had the exact same thing happened. He just did not pray about it and had to go and buy a new computer. So it does make a difference. And I remember another time when I was home alone and had to drive somewhere and pick something up about 30 minutes from where I lived. And on my way back, I was at a traffic light and the engine died and wouldn't start. I noticed that the fuel level was on empty and something else wasn't right with the car. I just couldn't put my finger on it. So I started to pray again, knowing that this car was an idea here to serve me and not I it. And no matter what dire situation we humanly can get in, there is always a divine law that can adjust any situation. For God is a loving God, and His love takes us all the way, never halfway. With a smile on my face, I turned the key and the car started, and I drove 30 minutes till I was home in my garage. The next day, I needed to start it again to get to a mechanic 20 minutes away from my home, and it wouldn't start for nothing. But I said to God, I do know that your love takes me all the way. Getting to my garage is halfway, but all the way is really at the mechanic's place. So show me what you can do. And I turned the key and it started right up and it took me all the way there. Then after it had been repaired, the mechanic guy came to me and said, I have to ask you something. When you dropped your car off, it was not only completely empty, but there was also something wrong with the engine, so it couldn't drive at all. How in the world did you get this car here? And I said, only God knows. And he said, no, for real, how did you do it? And I said, honestly, it was all God. That's all I can tell you. And I have often thought of God parting the Red Sea or other humanly impossible things.
Yeah.
They are all the force of divine intelligence at work, of omnipotent and omnipresent mind. Nothing is impossible to divine mind. And because we are the full representation and individual expression of divine mind, nothing is impossible to us. For with God, all things are possible. We need only to open thought to the infinite and embrace the omnipresence of divine love that penetrates every fiber of our being.
Oh, what a wonderful experience. Good night. Nikki Paulk is from Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, and she is a Christian Science practitioner and teacher. Nikki, as always, a real joy to get to talk with you again. Thanks so much for speaking with us on Sentinel Watch.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Are you planning on attending the 2026 annual meeting of the Mother Church? It's Monday, June 8th in Boston and also online. Hear reports from officers of the Mother Church and the field, along with an exploration of this year's theme, Ye Are the Light of the World. Let your light so shine. Register at christianscience.com/annual meeting. Sentinel Watch is a production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm David Brown. Our podcast is produced by Carlos Machado, Sophie Ungerleiter, and our executive producer, Amy Richmond. Our production assistant is Natasha Telshow. Our editor is Lisa Rennie Seitzma. Our audio engineers are Tim Malone, Noah Flatt, Alyssa Britton, and Ian Case. Our theme music is by Jonah Bobo. We'll talk again soon.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.